This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Right now we want to talk about what was better back in the day.
Lots of stuff.
Is everybody, like, this is kind of complainy radio, but like there's so many things that are just, like the other day we were on a Zoom meeting, and then it was like, are we done? It's like, yep. And it's like, blah, 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 blah. Just everybody left. And I'm like, say goodbye, you a-holes.
Oh.
I feel like we all said goodbye like 14 times.
This wasn't one with you guys.
Oh, okay.
I was with just management people. And it's
okay.
Like, I think back in the day, people were polite. And no one's polite anymore. It's just like, oh, we done? You just dropped me like a bad habit.
Yeah, you wouldn't do that in a face-to-face meeting.
I think these people would.
I'm like, ooh. And we were in a meeting where someone just...
Yeah.
Yeah, disappeared.
And
it's a face-to-face one.
Really?
Yeah. And they just dipped?
Just gone.
Well, yeah.
I tried to say goodbye.
Was that the same meeting where someone had their volume on and was in a group chat?
And I'm getting myself Ah,
that's right. They just peaced out.
Oh.
It was like, are they coming back? It was like, no.
No, no.
Not coming back.
Gone, like the wind.
So to me, and I don't want to sound all curmudgeonly, I just think we had more manners back in the day.
I
think
absolutely
humanity
agree.
Has just become, we're just looking down at our damn phones.
Well,
and I'm guilty of it.
Especially post-COVID, everyone is, there's definitely more of this entitlement mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah. Anybody want to go?
Yeah. I mean, not too long ago, I, not removed, unsubscribed, whatever, all streaming services. Because it's too damn much.
There so you want to go back to the dark ages?
Yeah. Cable?
Yeah, truly. Bring back the rentals, the Redbox, Blockbuster.
You think that was better back in the day?
Absolutely.
That's a little too anti for me. Now you've gone too far.
What?
No, things were more of a conscious decision, at least, about like, we're going to go, we're going to pick the movie, we're going to enjoy it, instead of like,
So you think
it.
That
There's
was
Netflix,
better?
Yeah. Let me look there. Oh, hold on. I have Hulu. Oh, wait, hold on. That's on Peacock. Oh, wait, the thing I actually want is on Max. It's dumb. I hate it all.
And then you look over the person you're watching the movie with, it's just gone.
Yeah.
That's, you know what? I hate to say it. I was really mad at you when you said this, and now I think you're right. Because you're right. We have too much choice. It was better back in the day when we had like, well, you guys don't know this, but there were 3 channels, you guys. Like you... In color was 479. You had dirt. That's it. Like,
did you really want to reveal your age?
No, I'm just saying, other people know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, I love that we got rid of rotary phones. That's not better. Having push buttons is better. Boop, boop, bop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
phone calls were better back in the day. Now my phone rings, someone's calling, and I'm like, it's either an emergency or I don't want to talk.
Right.
Yeah. Or it's spam.
But man, you remember back when... You'd get home from school and like an hour later, like your best friend is like, I'm calling you at 4 p.m. And then the phone rings and they have to say, hello, can I talk to Erica? And your siblings pass the phone.
Wait, so you like that more? I guess.
Well, back then it felt fun and good.
It's
and
you kind of like commercials. I don't mind commercials because it reminds me of being with my siblings, watching a show.
Saturday and then, morning
okay,
cartoons.
I'm going to go to the bathroom. You get the popcorn. I'm going to hurry. It's on.
Yeah.
Like, so fun.
So true.
This is so weird because I wanted to talk about this and now I hate everything they're saying. Because I love all the modern conveniences, but I am nostalgic for like when my phone rings, you just roll your eyes.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't want to talk anymore. I don't like talking on the phone. But back when it would be
it was awesome.
You could only talk on the phone like twice a week.
Yeah.
All right. So if you want to be curmudgeonly and complain about the good old days, what was better back in the day, we want to hear what you got. 303-222-5423. You can call us.
Ooh, look at that.
Or you can text us. Lame. But we'll take either one.
Yeah.
I think toys in general, but specifically Hot Wheels cars, because my son has started his own collection. I still have my Hot Wheels cars, and it's incredible. When you turn them over, like I have the ones from the 90s.
Yeah.
On the bottom, it used to have like all the parts of the car, the transmission, all the details, and now you turn it over.
What
and
is it?
Just flat.
Like a flat belly.
Yeah, they just don't even.
No, it's not.
Doesn't it? It still says the make and model, right?
It says that it's not in a Word. Car. It doesn't look like the car. Like before,
I understand.
It had all the pipes and.
Did it have like a sticker before with all the stuff? Or it had like.
No, it was just the metal.
But it was like embossed or whatever.
Yeah, like die cast kind of.
Exactly.
Like.
Yeah. I mean, clearly, I didn't learn enough about the cars from my experience, but it had like. You know, pipes and stuff underneath.
I understand
and
what
now
you mean
they're
now.
Just all, it's like, this is just cheap.
All my Matchboxes and Hot Wheels are at my parents' house.
Aww.
Do you want them?
Yeah.
Aww. That's so cute.
I do. I mean, my son does.
No, I will absolutely, and I have dupes of almost, I have like the Smoking the Bandit Trans Am, and I've
what?
Got
cute.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah. I got cars that are going to blow
your... T-Hack does not want that for his child.
I know. We can all pretend.
My
right.
I don't have kids.
The other one that like kind of made a Reddit thread about this was concerts.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. It's just like what you guys are talking about with like phone calls and stuff. The concerts are so much better now. The concerts themselves with the LED screens.
The concerts are better now.
But
the quality or whatever, the performance.
Like concerts, you used to be able to afford to go to a concert.
Yeah.
Also, at concerts, you didn't just used to watch through your phone or the person in front
Correct.
Of you.
Correct. Yeah. You just watched the concert. Yeah. You would use your eyes and then the information would go into your brain.
Told people about
it. And
you'd
remember it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that I'm not on board with them being better now. I don't think they are. Like even the performance, like yes, there's more lights, but half the time they're not singing. They
but
used
the
to always sing.
Might be better.
The sound might be better. But half the time it's like this isn't a concert that of you performing the song. This is a production of something
wow,
else.
You might be right. Yeah. Concerts used to be a concert.
Yeah, yeah. Have you seen, there's like a clip of, Kurt Cobain talking about, he's like, who charges $50 a ticket? Is that Madonna? They're talking about like Madonna's ticket price.
That was an expensive ticket.
And they're like, I can't believe it. Like we would never, like they're outraged that she would charge that much for a ticket. And it's like.
Taylor Swift, by the time you Uber.
Yeah. Oh.
Merch.
Oh, I went twice. Oh, by the way. I traveled twice. I flew to two different
How
cities.
How much did you spend?
At
least $1,000.
Okay, the tickets, I actually flew here before I lived here and went here, and the tickets were like 100, which was great, but they were the last seat
so that's
in
terrible.
The place.
Yeah.
It was fine. I still had a wonderful time. And then, Ubers, fly. I mean,
hotel.
A beer.
I stayed with a friend.
Okay.
I drank a lot of wine that night, and I probably spent probably close to $1,000.
Wow.
Oh, all and right. By the way, that's after you fought for your life.
Right.
Yeah.
To get the tickets.
It's ridiculous. Like,
okay. Anyway.
Taylor was like $1,400 for some of my friends who went per ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we all sound like we're 90 and we want you to do the same. What was better back in the day? 303-222-5423.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40.
period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I forget already. I'm sorry. I passed out for a minute. What are we calling this?
Better Back in the Day.
There it is. Thank you. It's the thing that used to be.
Your memory was better back in the back in the day.
Man, that was good. Way to go, Aaron.
Sabrina. Sabrina.
Oh no.
Okay, I'm gonna put her on hold because we could be having technical difficulties, or it could be her. Alicia.
Yes.
Yes. Better back in the day. What's going on with you?
The fact that right now everyone's always 100% accessible. Back in the 80s when we were young, if you weren't home, nobody knew where you were. Nobody could get a hold of you.
I blame car phones.
Sucks now.
Once phones were put into cars,
that's where it started.
Yeah.
But Aaron, you track your friends. Do you track your friends, Erica?
Track my friends, track my sisters, track my fiance.
Track your fiance?
Yeah, it's not for petty purposes.
It's for what?
Safety.
Yeah.
And knowing if, like, he can let the dog out. Anyway, that's beside the point.
No, but do you think it'd be better to go back to the time that Alicia's talking about?
Maybe not for my for anxiety.
For work purposes.
Yeah. Thank you. I agree. Here's my problem. I embrace the technology, but I just...
No, you also, like, don't post personal things.
I don't. But I do like to know where my kids are, and I do like to play games. And all right, Dave.
Yay.
What was better back in the day?
So my mom raised us on she calls it a not a bill.
Not a bill? Really,
it's called a not a bill. So basically you send a friend or family member a letter in the mail that's not a bill. And it was just a very, like, heartwarming thing that...
Nail mail is the best, man. I'm telling you.
You're talking to Aaron's language. She wants pen pals.
Yeah. In the prison.
Yes.
Well, she doesn't care where they're... Outside, too. Yeah.
So do you still do it, or no?
We do. In fact, funny enough, I kind of did it for a long time when I was younger, and my wife is super into handwriting and personal...
Nice.
Stuff like that, and so like,
dude, will you
wedding,
send us a not a bill?
Everyone.
Yeah,
oh my god,
a bill on it.
Oh my god, that is the cutest thing.
Yeah,
let me give your address. We have personalized
stationery,
writing wear, and all that stuff.
Oh my gosh, amazing!
All right, that was definitely better back in the day. Thank you, Dave. Claudia,
yay!
Better back in the day. What's yours?
People.
Honestly,
just in general.
That's I don't know. We need to hear much more from you.
People were nice. People were kind. People were approachable. Nowadays,
we all have RBFs.
True.
Yep. Big time.
And you know what it is? I said it before, and again, with me embracing technology, even today, I had to like jump out of the way of somebody because they're walking and they were looking down at their phone, and I'm like,
It's gotten to the point where, like, stoplights, I don't remember where it is. It's either China or Japan. They have, like, lights on the ground because people are looking at their phone.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Wow. Like, I forgot where it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I forgot
so
where it is exactly.
So the don't walk and walk signal are down.
Dang.
So you can see it. Claudia, I do. We agree with you wholeheartedly. Chili.
Yay, brother.
Yeah, there you go.
What was better back in the day?
Well, I'll tell you what, man. The kids now don't know how to ride a bicycle, man. I don't think the feet work. Everybody's on electric bikes. So
wheel bicycles. I'm gonna
putting that baseball card in the wheel.
Yes,
Like
Erica,
that's it, baby.
Have you seen e-bikes?
Oh,
everyone's riding. riding a damn e-bike.
I'm scared of them, so I don't ride them.
You're not getting any exercise on an e-bike.
I didn't say that. I said they're fine.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying that was definitely better back in the day. Sabrina might be back. Sabrina?
Yay.
What was better back in the day?
Shopping in person.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And malls. Now malls are all luxury stores or really seedy stores.
Because I just went to Cherry Creek and I was like, I'm just going to walk through here. What is that place?
Is it expensive?
All luxury.
Yes. And give me a little.
It's like Yves Saint Laurent into, like, I'm like, I can't even what. And the guy standing in the front, they just look at you like,
don't even bother.
You don't want to come in this place. But the convenience of
because half of the time it's not stuff you're going to keep.
Right.
And how many times have you returned it? Rarely.
I know. But I just love knowing that I can have a socket set at my house by the time I get there.
A what?
Socket set.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Sabrina.
Nerd.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.